Hey everybody, this is Dan Young.
And Craig Morrison.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Total Wellness Radio, where every week, Craig and I bring you natural, non-invasive approaches to today's most common health concerns that you can use immediately in your home with you and your family. So, thank you so much again for Craig, this is Dan, for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. Good day, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the Country Doctor Wellness Wednesday. Today's discussion is going to be very interesting. And for some of you, it's going to be actually potentially a very new topic that unless you come here or you've worked with practitioners that test for this type of stress, you may not be really familiar with EMF.
Electromagnetic field stress.
Yes. This is a very, very common problem. Thank you all for joining us. Thanks for tuning in. Hi, Rita. Thanks for joining us. We have checked for this. I'll just share with my own personal experience with this particular stress factor that we all deal with, right? Mm-hmm. As all of us know, we've got Wi-Fi. We've got 5G. We've got radiation. We've got infrared. We've got all this invisible light, fluorescent lights, power lines. We have all of this different electrical chaos going around us at all times, 24/7. We've got Wi-Fi machines in our homes. We've got Bluetooth. We've got the ear pod things that we wear. We've got all these different devices.
We've got computers in our cars.
We're looking at one right now that's putting off certain electrical stress waves in invisible light, okay? Cell phones, yes, power lines, all these things. And these things have been known and proven through long-term observation and practical science approaches to disrupt the electrical flow in the human body. When you think about the human body, hey Vivian, thanks for joining us. When you think about the human body, it's an organic unit that runs on electricity.
Yep.
And the heart, well, every time it fires, it produces that electrical current, direct current, that the human body needs to run on. It fires that, it moves the blood, yes, but it also fires for the brain to allocate and use, and so that we run, that we thrive and we can and perform. And so these things can get disrupted. There can be electrical pollution, is what I was taught. And I discovered it in me when I was, it was 2002 or 2003. And I went to a Brimhall seminar down in Denver, Colorado. And I was on a lot of supplements. I didn't understand that, the overwhelm that can happen with being on too many supplements at one time. And so I hadn't mapped that out yet and got that, refined so that it met my body's needs and objectives. And so what I did was I went to his class and I said, he said, does anybody here have this, they started listing off these things. And I'm like, well, yeah, I deal with about half of that on a fairly regular basis. And so he tested me in one of the many people he tested that day. And in those days, everybody didn't have a cell phone in their pocket, okay? Because, 2002, 2003, cell phones been out for about 20 years. So they were, you could maybe get a flip phone, things like that. And he took a hair dryer and he plugged it in. And that's why we still have hair dryers in our exam rooms today. I just never have gotten rid of them. But that's what we used to use to check people to see if electrical stress was having a negative effect on their body. And so we would turn the hairdryer on, we'd stick it on the body, and we'd see if the integrity with kinesiology, if that integrity would be disrupted at all. And boy, he did that on me and I just crashed. And I still have one of the original little old,
what's left of it.
What's left of it. This has been through the washer a few times. That's actually a small light, very low polarity, multipolar magnet. And one side was moleskin. It used to be moleskin. And the other side, you kept the moleskin side to you, and the shiny side you kept away from the body. And he put that on me, and then he redid that test, and the integrity of that test noticeably shifted. And here's what was primarily going on with me. About 2, 2:30 every afternoon, you could almost set your clock by it. It was almost like somebody flipped a switch, and I just go, oh, just dog tired. And that was going on almost on a daily occurrence around 2 to 2:30 in the afternoon. And I started wearing that little magnet on me everywhere I go, and would keep it at night near the bed or in a pillow sometimes, depending on if I had electronics in the room. And I just started playing with that, really paying attention with keeping that on me and watching that. And the first thing I noticed is with that 2 to 2:30 afternoon shut down, that physical fatigue kicking in, stopped. Mm-hmm. It just literally stopped. The most amazing case I've had in the clinic to share with people about EMF, and we're going to get into some of the resources, some of the literature behind this and the support for it so that people understand and know, you know, we're not just kind of coming up with this. This is a very real, very serious situation. Carpal tunnel syndrome. Mm-hmm. People that are always at a keyboard, they're always connected to some kind of electronic device. You know, carpal tunnel is kind of a modern day term, and they'll kind of blame repetitive use for it. But when you think back, we had the typing pools back in World War II and things like that, and these keystrokes were actually really aggressive. They weren't feather touch. These keyboards that we have today are just feather touch. Mm-hmm. So you're not really overworking anything with today's modern keyboard, but you're connected to an electrical device when you can complete that circuitry, so to speak. And so it can't be so much the repetitive use or the work as much as involved with being connected and having the electricity go up and across and back down. It's actually connecting a circuit, and it inflames that pathway.
Back in the old days, what I call the old days, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, those typewriters didn't have the electronics connected to them.
Mm-mm. It was manual. So, it was all manual.
And you'd never heard of carpal tunnel.
Never had
syndrome.
People wearing braces and all this other stuff.
That never happened back then.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that a lot of people don't realize. One of the things that a lot of people don't realize is our bodies have electricity that flows through them. And it starts here, and it's just like the electromagnetic field that comes around the Earth. Well, each person has an electromagnetic field that comes around our bodies. And it goes into our feet and leaves from the top of the head. Now, one of the things that can also help,
well, we'll get into that.
Besides this, is a simple thing called grounding.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah.
Which I truly believe it helps people a lot. When it's not freezing like it is outside today, because it is freezing outside
hey,
today.
Hey, Tara.
One of the best things you can do for 10, 15 minutes, just take your shoes and socks off and walk outside in the grass. You know, and it helps to ground your body to the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And
it pulls that static electricity out.
Yep.
Pulls it out of the body. You can just feel it. It's so relaxing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's one of the other things that you can do for this electromagnetic stress that we're talking about today. The other thing is you want to look at where you live. Like if you're right by power lines and stuff like that, if you live close to stuff like that, you might want to check it out and see if you need a magnet. Because they put off so much energy,
mm-hmm.
you know, that it will actually come through your house, your walls, and stuff like that, and it'll affect your body.
Yep. This is a write-up that we did several years ago, and I'm actually going to go through one of the devices here. And I'm also going to give you one of the best books that we have found. I think this was the book that was actually shared at that class that I went to that John discovered. This electric stress on me. But here's what electrical pollution does to the body. It says here, electrical pollution can interfere, jam, or alter brain patterns.
Mm-hmm.
Can actually alter them. Cellular communication, sleep cycles, that's a big one. What is the one of the number one things that we see people come here complaining about?
Sleep patterns.
Insomnia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if I could just get some sleep, I know my energy better. And no matter what they do, they don't seem to respond. The circadian rhythms are off. Symptoms caused by the depletion of our environment. What is now called magnetic deficiency syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Stiffness in the shoulders, back, and neck. Lumbago. Chest pains. Headaches. Dizziness, insomnia, hypertension, digestive disorders, bone and nerve diseases. I want to talk really quickly about digestive disorders because one of our students, interns, she's a health coach from Fort Dodge, Iowa. Her name's Danielle. She came here from Iowa. Her son had been experiencing some situations. No matter what he ate, his stomach would hurt, and he just really was struggling, and the insomnia thing was an issue. When we did her, and they had taken him to some different places, you know, good people, good practitioners, but the evaluation process, a part of the evaluation process for practitioners is you need to be able to check every time, every visit, for a possible electric stress
issue.
Situation issue that's interfering with that person's ability to perform. And so we put him on the evaluation table, did our normal routine. Now, this child had paid very close attention to his diet. He had been taking good quality supplements, digestive aids, good pre and probiotics, things of that nature.
Good enzymes,
and it wasn't resolving. And the very first thing that we did when we checked for adrenal stress, and then we check electric stress, and he crashed. And I'm going to start pulling that out of there. He's going to demonstrate what ours looks like. Oh, yeah, just there you go. And then we put the enzymes back on him. She goes, well, that's not anything different than what he's already doing. But from a clinical perspective, hear me out on this. Enzymes are energy.
Mm-hmm.
Their digestive energy, the heart runs on that, coenzyme Q10, brain function, everything requires the utilization in the body by an enzyme to start and stop its processes. Enzymes are involved with everything, metabolism, hormone, immune system, bone density structure, cardiovascular health, rhythm of the muscles, the strength and integrity of connective tissue, everything. Relies on the proper use by the body of an enzyme. But here's the thing. Enzymes have an electrical charge to them. It's very, very unique. And his electric stress that came on display when we did the little cell phone on him and tested, mm-hmm. and he crashed, the electric stress and the electric discharge taking place in the body, the confusion, he couldn't utilize the enzymes properly. So here's a child, a young guy, taking his products, taking his supplements properly, and yet not able to respond because of this one issue. This one thing was standing in the way, this electrical chaos that was taking place. And so we put the magnet on him, put him on the enzymes. We did identify some foods that he was struggling with, and we did do an evaluation or avoidance for about 90 days on some of these foods. And when we did that, problem solved. I think he's a bottle of enzymes for $24, a magnet for $20, and the right food avoidance, and problem, you know, resolved. Now, he's motion sickness.
Mm-hmm.
Traveling bothered him. He'd get really upset with traveling, really upset with driving within a car. And that, as I remember, and if Danielle sees this or is on here and can maybe leave a comment, but the mom, but I, as I remember, that resolved quite noticeably too, as far as travel and insomnia, better digestion, less stomach aches, things of that nature. So there is a very specific structure that these bodies perform optimally in. Mm-hmm. And as practitioners, we have to never overlook something as simple as clearing electric stress in the body. These little magnets, you can read some of that stuff on there too. What does it mention here? Headaches, carpal tunnel, aches and pains, tennis elbow, strained muscles, bruises, arthritis, even old injuries. This is a very low polarity, meaning it doesn't have a lot of magnetic properties. I don't know if that's a... Okay, so that... See that? It barely... I don't even... If you, it barely grabs onto that, okay? Yep. Now, like... When you compare it to...
Like a refrigerator magnet, you can't use those.
No, you can't.
You know, or a lot of these times, these companies that have the wrist magnets and all that, you know, the...
Brenda found one. Brenda Morgan found one that works really good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's...
But it's a low polarity more stylish. Also.
It's a very low polarity. These are only 5 grid lines per square inch. So it's very, very low, whereas frame of reference, the polarity map, I guess, or grid pattern on one of these refrigerator magnets that really click and really grab, okay, that's 5 lines per square inch, or 25 lines per square inch, so it's 5 times the polarity, and the polarity does matter. It needs to be very gentle, very low polarity, but it will, when it's on the body, it helps to shield and protect.
It strengthens that electromagnetic field that goes around your body.
Yeah.
You know, just like, I don't know if they do anything for the Earth, but...
Well, it talks about it right here. The Earth's natural magnetic resonance is created in a constant interaction between the Earth's surface, atmosphere, ionosphere, and the radiation of the sun. The dynamics of this interaction create discharge effects, including the occurrence of electrical fields or charged particles that are discharged by lightning strikes and an electromagnetic field that pulses, and it gives the average cycles. I'm not an engineer, I'm not an electrician, but I can tell you the very best book written on this subject was by Bob Berman, and the name of his book is Zapped. If you go on Amazon or your favorite bookseller and type in Bob Berman, B-E-R-M-A-N, Zapped, and you'll get a picture of it. It's just kind of a black and white color on the front. But he explores all of the different nuances of all this invisible light that we're surrounded by. And as an engineering perspective, the kind of negative effects that it's having at the cellular level on brave patterns, on the body's ability to produce hormones, and yes, in Danielle's son's case, how it drastically interfered with his body's ability to utilize food
properly and
use the enzymes to digest his food properly. So these things can be fascinating.
One of the ways that you can look at this is, you know, the Earth's electromagnetic field protects us from the sun's radiation. Mm. Okay? All this equipment and all these electrical things that are around us produce a little bit of radiation, and it's constantly bombarding our systems. And some people have stronger electromagnetic fields than others.
Hydration's the key.
Absolutely.
Because
water helps electricity to flow.
Yep.
It's one of the things that...
It's a conductor.
That conducts electricity better than anything else.
And we're 70% water, so... Water is the second most important nutrient next to oxygen on a daily basis.
So you want to make sure you drink lots of water. It's really good for you. And if you're suffering from some of these things that we've been talking about, try getting a low polarity magnet.
Yep.
You know, you can call the office and order one, or, you know, look into some other areas, look into Brimhall or whatever. And see if you can get a magnet to help boost your polarity, because it protects your body from all the bombardment that's hitting us all the time.
You can actually go to Brimhall Wellness, BrimHall Wellness Com, and he actually, not only can you get, I think you can get these from him. Mm-hmm. If not, like Craig said, call the office, we'll get you one. But really affordable, like $20, they last forever. If you wash it, it's not gonna dampen its potency to protect you.
One of the big things you want to remember when you have these, if you lose it, the first thing you do is you look in your washer or dryer, because it'll get trapped up against the inside of the washer yep. or dryer, and it'll always get up underneath
where you can't see it. Yeah, so you gotta
look in there and spin the drum, make sure that it's not trapped up in there. It does the same thing in the dryer if you leave it in your pocket, but it won't hurt the thing.
No, it won't hurt it.
That's the great thing about that. And these you can either way.
Yep. Doesn't matter what side's next to the body. Like the old days, the most inside to you, shiny side away. Now mm-hmm. it doesn't matter. I will mention this, though. I know why Brenda got hers, and we've tested hers. It works really well. And it's because it's fashionable, and it's easy, right? Mm-hmm. It's not easy to make sure you put these in your back pocket, and there's my used one. But it don't look a whole lot different.
No.
And look at there. But it's very subtle. Very subtle. These are also a great therapeutic device. Let's say you have tennis elbow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can take this and put it over the spot with a little piece of kinesio tape or some kind of gauze tape, just kind of hold it on there, a wrap of some kind, and just keep it on there. Now, you leave it on there for half hour to an hour, something like that. And if you don't notice an improvement, or if you experience that it's getting worse, then you need to flip the polarity and go to the other side.
Yeah.
And it will correct that. It will help with these little minor, naturally support the body's ability to get over these little aches and pains, things of that nature. So, you can put it on the top of the knee or the behind the knee. You can put it on one side of the ankle or the other. You can put it on the top of the foot or the bottom of the foot. And that's just as a therapy. Put it on top of the wrist, carpal tunnel, mm-hmm. top of the wrist, or in this area, or bring it around over here. So there's a lot more uses for this one, although the one that Brenda has is much more convenient.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of stylish.
It's
nice, and it works. It does its job from a polarity standpoint and protecting the energy field of the body. But this one is also able to do a lot more. And if you have one of our light devices that you can put on an area and then light through it, it even makes it work that much faster. So,
and you can always put one of these, if you're having a lot of trouble sleeping, put one of these underneath your bottom sheet up by your pillow,
mm-hmm.
and you'll find that a lot of times it'll help you to sleep better.
Because it calms down those brain waves again. Mm-hmm. Like with all this, at the cellular level, this electrical pollution just overstimulates.
Most people have a computer and a TV, and their phones are sitting on their nightstands right close to them. Mm-hmm. So, because we use them as alarm clocks nowadays.
Modern day alarm clock.
Yeah. Yep. So, if you've got all that stuff in your room, one of the best things that you can do is to not only turn the things off, but unplug them. Because even when they're still plugged in, even though you've turned them off, there is some electrical flow going through them.
Yeah.
And, it's releasing small amounts of radiation.
There hasn't been a subject that we've ever talked about or had a client come to us for that this couldn't possibly be a factor. That's why we mm-hmm. test it every time, is because this affects everything. It affects men's health issues, leaky gut, candida, immune challenges, energy,
prostate issues,
the endocrine system as a whole, insomnia, there's nothing that this doesn't potentially have an influence on, because everything has an electrical frequency, a wavelength to it, an energy to it. Mm-hmm. When you eat a carrot, you've consumed a certain energy. When you eat a Snicker bar, you've consumed a certain energy. The difference is one is beneficial to the body, the other isn't. And so it has to overcome that. And so when you get little kids, especially with digestive issues, and these little kids, babies, and the vomiting and the just always the upset stomach, there is the potential for their systems to be greatly disrupted because of electric stress. So it's a real thing. Bob Berman's book, it goes into much greater detail for all of you folks that are more engineering mindset, electrical experiences, things like that, that understand condition of flow and the disruption that these invisible lights, X-rays, those types of things, that's the word I'm looking for, X-rays, and how that will disrupt your body's ability to perform by design. And I know these seems very simplistic and maybe to some of you even a little far-fetched, but I'm telling you, we have been testing this on people for 20 years, and it has made noticeable enhancements, at a very minimum, noticeable enhancements to how the person's performing, sleeping, energy levels, digestion, etc. So it's a real thing.
It helps improve their health in all the ways.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to put that back in the bag and take it back up.
I'm going to show you this.
It'll be reversed in the screen. They can't see
it. It'll be reversed in the screen, but that's the address, and then this is the phone numbers on how to get a hold of them in order to order one of these if you need to.
Yeah. The other thing, too.
If you don't get a hold of us.
The reason I gave out the Brimhall Wellness website also is not just because you can get a personal item to carry with you, but he has harmonizers for, like, you can do it in your whole 3,000 square feet that you can plug in and leave going, portable as well as pretty large units for up to 5,000 square feet. So yeah. This is real. It's science based. It's been tested and time tested and proven to be a big factor with helping people restore function. So
absolutely.
So we want to keep that in mind. I don't think we have anything else on this, do we?
No.
No? I think we better go back to work. It's almost 1:30. So, yeah. Hey, everybody, thank you so much. Kimberly, thanks for joining us. Who else we got in here? Celeste, great. Thanks for being here. Barb, Tara, all of you folks. Really appreciate you folks tuning in. Again, if you have any questions or comments, please put them in the comments section. We'll see you next week on Wednesday, March 2nd. And the topic is going to be on energy, things that we can do to really help boost our energy and stamina. I suspect we're going to talk about a variety of things that influence this. For those of you in the Cheyenne area, remember that on the fourth Tuesday of every month, so in March, it'll be the 22nd, is our open Nutrition 101 class where we talk 100% on diet. We don't talk about supplements and testing and kinesiology and all the other little devices and things that we use. We focus on helping you put your health in order by having the right objectives, the right resources for your diet. And everybody's needs are a little different.
Yep.
For the most part, there's a base model that works in the vast majority of cases, but everybody's got a little differences that we need to be paying attention to and treating them as an individual for their needs in their dietary habits. And by all means, remember this. People don't have habits. Habits have people. Your habits rule. And the reason they're called habits is because they happen automatically. It's an action that we take. We don't even think about it.
Yep.
And you might have some bad habits that we can help modify by 2 or 3 degrees every week, adjusting those habits in over 40 weeks. Now you've got an 80% shift in your old habits for diet, lifestyle, stress management, movement, rest, that type of thing. All of those key factors that are within your control to do something about if you choose to. So that's the fourth Tuesday in March, the 21st. That's the 22nd of March. Let me correct myself. 22nd of March, 6:15 p.m. here at the clinic. We start promptly at 6:30. We're usually done by 7:30. We have a bunch of wonderful handouts that we send you home with for your own personal resources. So you can start utilizing them, demonstrating your understanding, and then you can refine as you go, and that's how you put your health back in order. So,
and on the 8th and the...
What are you looking at?
For the
the 8th, no, it'd be the 1st and 15th.
1st and 15th.
Thank you. The 1st and the 15th of March. 1st at 6:15 p.m. is our orientation class. If you've never had the opportunity to experience either working with Tammy, Craig, or myself, if by attending that class about 30 minutes, your first two visits with our office is always complimentary. That's ways we can make absolutely certain we're a great match for each other. Just call the front office, 307-634-2464, and they'll get you signed out for reserving you a seat at those classes. They fill up pretty fast. But for attending the class, the first two visits are complimentary. We just want to make sure we're an absolute great match for each other. So thank you for bringing that up. Okay, everybody, stay warm. It's 8 below right now in Cheyenne. I don't know what it is in your world, but it's 8 below here, and we feel it. I actually had to put some real clothes on today.
Yeah.
Take care, everybody.
Have a wonderful and blessed week. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that'll do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. And for more information, be sure and catch us on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in.